Hello, boys. Hello. Hello. This is Anita. Hello, boys. Hello. Hello. Hello, boys. Hello, are you there? Hello. Hello, boys. Hello. 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 Anyways, this is your Aunt Anita. I first want to apologize because I know I'm supposed to be there co-hosting your show this week. I'm so sorry. I'm getting held up at the church rummage sale. I was providing the baked goods because of my muffins. You know, the good ones with the crusty on the top. They're so delicious with the crusting on this. It's like the crusty top. Everyone loves them. So I'm held up here. I'm so sorry. But the other thing is, I don't know where, in God's name, Gina is. Gina Marie. Gina Marie, if you're there, you were supposed to meet me here and help me sell my muffins. You know, the ones with the crusty topping. You know, the crust, the muffins with the crusty top. You know those. It's delicious. Anyway, where are you? Where are you? I'm here with all the ladies. Lord, you know I can't stand them. God. You missed church this morning again. I thought you would at least would have shown up for the rummage sale afterwards. Oh, you should have. Oh, Lord, you should have seen Colette. You should have seen Colette. Lord, the tramp. Anyways, I'm here waiting for you. If you could just call me, that'd be great. I tried your cell phone, but you didn't answer. I left you a message, and so tell the boy, if you get this message, boys, please let Gina know that Anita, Aunt Anita, is still stuck at the rummage sale with her muffins. You know the muffins with the crusting on the top that I make, the famous ones I make? They're really good, the delicious muffins. So just call me, I guess, or I'll see you later. You're coming for dinner tonight, right? I'm making my pasta, the pasta fagioli. You're coming over, right? Okay, everyone's coming over. Sal and Frankie, and they're all coming. So you're coming over, right, for dinner? Okay, and I know Joe's in the Cape, so, yeah. Anyways, all right, well, give me a call. I love you. And if Gina's there, tell her to call me, all right?
No, I'm coming. The muffins are 50 cents. The muffins are 50 cents.
Okay, so just give me a call when you get
The muffins are 50 cents, ma'am. Thank you.
So just, yeah, give me a call when you get this, okay? I gotta go.
Those are 50 cents. Those muffins are 50 cents.
That's hot.
Do you love it?
Hello, everyone. How are we doing today? Hello, hello. Hi, how are you guys today? Yes, all right. Yeah, it's just me today, everybody. All right. Feeling good. Let me just have a seat here. Oh. All right. Woo! You ready to start the show? How are you? Hello, Nico and Bula. How you guys look great today. Did you go to the beach this week? Because you look tan. Bula, wow, you look great. How are you? Yes, hi. Hello. All right. Woo! Are we ready to get things started? All right. We're all sitting down. Okay. I have to admit, I've already had a couple mimosas backstage. I'm a little bit nervous. As you know, I always get nervous when I have to do the show by myself. Our good friend Joe is up in the Cape this weekend, la-di-da, up in Cape Cod. He'll be there for the week. So I'm here by myself today. But I think I was supposed to have a special co-host today, my Aunt Anita. And I don't know, you just heard the message we got from her this morning saying she was stuck at the rummage sale. So, Gil, we have anybody? First of all, everybody say hello to Gil. How are you today, Gil? I know you get embarrassed, it's fine. How are you today, Gil? Good, all right. So, everybody, Gil. Gil, now, do we have anybody else lined up? I guess this means we do have a guest. I'm excited to see who it is. All right, well, without further ado, mystery guest, come on out.
Hello, everybody. How are you? How is everyone doing today?
Hi, Aunt Gina.
Hello,
Gina. Gina, how are you?
Hello.
I'm good.
How is everything?
I'm so good. Have a seat, Aunt Gina.
All right.
You have your mimosa there?
Oh, I do. Well, here it is.
Yeah,
oh,
we pour them in big cups. Big cups.
Wonderful. Look at this lovely amount of mimosa in my glass.
Well, we never are short of mimosa here. You know what? We haven't done this in a while. Let me go ahead and give our recipe for mimosa.
Okay.
Now, normally Tawny does this, but she's not around, Gil. Later? Well, anyway.
Okay,
here's our recipe for mimosa.
All right, go ahead.
What you're going to want to get is a big gulp cup.
Oh.
You know, from like 7-Eleven.
Oh, the 7-Eleven style.
Or just a cup, a tumbler.
Okay.
A big cup.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fill it practically to the brim.
Oh.
with mimosa, with champagne.
Okay.
Now, what we like to say here, or what we like to do is, our motto, rather, is it's quantity over quality.
Of course.
Right.
My friend is the same way.
There you go. The cheaper, the better.
Mm-hmm.
The cheaper, the better. Fill it practically the top with your champagne. And then just a dash, just a touch of orange juice.
A touch.
For color, we like to say.
A little dab will do you.
A little dab will do you.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
So, and how do you like yours? Is it delicious? Everybody has their mimosas out there?
Everyone? Oh.
Let's all have a sip. Cheers.
Cheers to you. Salute.
Cheers.
Everybody.
Ooh. Very good.
Oh, I love that.
Very good.
That's wonderful.
Now, I'm glad you're here because I was very confused.
Oh.
As you know, Joe is away. You know, before I even get to that, let me give you a proper introduction.
Okay.
Into
them. Oh, well, so I deserve those, it, you know.
You do deserve it. For those who don't know, Aunt Gina.
Gina Marie Ritali, everybody out there.
Gina Marie Ritali, you are Joe's aunt.
Through marriage.
Right. Joe's aunt through marriage. So you're married to his mother's brother.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly.
You and my aunt, Anita.
Oh, yes.
Have your very own segment.
Well, thanks to you, boys.
Spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
If you will.
Oh, yeah.
And what's that called?
It's called Pearls of Wisdom. I don't understand it. We're not old ladies. We're not like the Golden Girls or something. We're not.
I feel like you guys are very wise.
Okay, but we're still young chickens.
Well, you look very young.
Well.
You look very young.
Thank Lord Jesus for that. The good genes.
You've started the spinoff, and I think there are... We're at two episodes now online.
Yeah.
And it's getting rave reviews.
Oh, it's fabulous.
You have your own YouTube account.
Oh.
Through Mimosa. You can see the videos. If you haven't seen them already, if you subscribe to us on iTunes, you should just automatically get them. If you don't subscribe to us through iTunes, you can see the videos at youtube.com/Sunday Morning Mimosa. And they're right there. They're called Pearls of Wisdom.
Oh, it's wonderful. We look gorgeous.
You look very good.
Oh, it's wonderful. And the lighting is so much better. The lighting was so much better, Gil. The lighting was so much better the second time.
Yeah.
All right? And after that, it's wonderful. You did something different with the lighting.
Isn't he good? He's very good.
Oh, Anita was loving the lighting.
Yeah, she's... Well, she's, you know, she's to model.
Oh, well, yeah. So. She knows all about that.
Yeah, she does.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Pennies, you know.
Well, right. Now, back to Anita and you. We got the message from Anita. I don't know if you heard it.
I heard it.
Now, she's at the church rummage sale today.
Oh, Lord.
She said you didn't show up for church.
No, I won't go there.
Really?
I won't go there. No, I won't go there. That rummage sale is full of all those whores. And I love my Anita. But there's all those other whores over there, and they look at me funny, all right? And my Frankie was kicked out of church the other week.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I won't go there. I won't go.
Well, then, I guess I can understand why.
Who needs it?
That's true. Well, I would just think that maybe you would be there supporting. I mean, you guys have been friends for years.
No. She's my booba. She knows it, but she knows all the drama. There's a lot of drama over there at that rummage sale. And you know that Colette? I think she gives me the evil eye.
Who's that?
Colette. Oh, yeah. Oh, that Colette Dinadici. Do you know her? Colette Dinadici.
She lives here. She lives near you guys,
She lives
right?
near us.
Near
oh,
your building?
Right down the block. She lives right there. And she gives... I know it. I know for a fact she gives me the evil eye.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And you ask your Aunt Anita. She will tell you the things that have happened. I hope she's not listening to this program. I really hope she's not. Oh, God.
So why don't you tell us some stuff about you, Gina?
Well,
we know you just got back
you.
From a gorgeous trip in San Fran.
Oh, San Fran. Oh, wasn't that wonderful? How I won that. I won those tickets to see
amazing.
I won these tickets, everybody, to see Barbara Streisand in concert. And it was wonderful. All right? It was so wonderful. It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. Besides having my children. Okay, besides having them. Oh, it was one of the best experiences of my life. Really was. It really was. And I wanted to be able to take my best friend Anita, and it was not possible.
Well, I thought that was crazy. You only got one ticket. Like you won one ticket. That's kind of weird.
Well, you know what? That Italian league, something's fishy over there. All right, something's fishy. And you know, it was one of those Chinese auctions over there.
I don't think I really know what a Chinese auction is.
You know what it is?
No.
I'll tell you what it is. It have all little tables all set up along the way. And there's little boxes all along every table. And there's little diagrams of what the prize is, or it's the actual prize right in front of the box.
Okay.
And what you can do is you can stick your little ticket in each box. And you can stick more than one in each box
if you want that prize the most.
So I was like, oh, look at this little concert prize. And I stuck all my tickets in that one box. And so when it came up that I was the winner 3 months later, it was like a shock. It was a shock. I really could not believe it.
Nice.
It was wonderful.
And I think, I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, Gil, that we have not yet seen or heard you talk about your winning your trip yet on Pearls of Wisdom, correct?
No, not yet. We haven't done that yet.
You're coming to that episode.
It's coming to that point.
So yes. You'll see. In the next episode. Now, how does Pearls works? You're on every Wednesday?
Yes, every Wednesday it comes out.
Gil's telling me, provided that there's no technical difficulties.
Exactly.
I guess if you haven't seen this, he's telling me through my headset here. What's that, Gil? Gil's saying that this past Wednesday there was a problem with the server.
Oh.
I'm not really techie, so I'm not sure what that means.
Okay.
But that the new episode 2 of Pearls of Wisdom that was supposed to be up this last Wednesday will be on this Wednesday.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
So
I don't know anything.
Maybe a two for Gil? Can we get a two for one, maybe?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Oh yeah, come on, put the one and two right there.
Why not? What else about you? Okay, so you have your kids.
We have my kids.
And they are how old are they?
They are in their 20s, you know.
Are they in college, or?
My son is in college. My daughter is out of college, you know.
Where'd she go?
She went upstate. She went up to Albany and to this little college called St. Rose University.
Oh, yes, I've heard of it. What'd she go for?
She went for teaching.
Nice.
Wonderful. It's wonderful. We love her. Tina Marie. Oh, she's wonderful.
Nice.
Now, I love her. She's from my loins.
She has a boyfriend?
She has a boyfriend, you know.
Do we like the boyfriend?
We do. Oh, he's wonderful, too. You know, he's an Italian boy.
Well,
you know, from town.
Of course, right.
You know, of course, you know, you do what you do.
Great.
And I have my son.
Uh-huh.
My son, Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he's wonderful as well.
Now, I'm surprised you didn't name... Now, Joe is a junior.
And
I'm surprised that you don't have a Frankie Junior.
Oh, no.
That's very modern.
Very modern. We didn't want that. No. You know, we didn't find that was necessary. You know? God forbid that name be passed on to somebody else. All right? That's all I have to say. But you know what? I love my Antonio. I love my Tina Marie. We're a lovely family.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're just a little
happy little family
there.
And where does Antonio go to school?
Antonio, oh, Lord. Let me tell you this. He goes to the community college on Long Island, let me tell you.
Okay.
That boy needs a little help out there. He goes to Nassau Community College.
Okay.
You know, he does what he does. Let's just leave it at that.
All right. I think everyone's family, you sound like a normal family, basically.
Oh, well.
Now, you're from Long Island?
From Long Island.
You grew up on Long Island.
I originally was from here in Astoria, Queens.
Now, I'm confused. How do you know Anita, my Aunt Anita?
We grew up here in Astoria.
Okay.
Together, down the block.
Okay.
And then I married my Frankie.
Who's
from Astoria, Queens as well. And then we all moved out there when we got, you know, we saved our money and we had our children. And then when the kids got a little bit older, we moved out to the island.
Okay.
And it was wonderful. And then your Aunt Anita bought the house right down the block.
Right.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I remember coming and playing.
Oh.
Your backyards are like connected.
Oh, of course.
Because the back of your house were connected.
Oh, yeah. Right? With the little gate.
Right.
Oh, it's wonderful. All the time we're coming in and out.
Do you remember the Easter egg hunt? Every year.
Oh, Lord.
Every year the Easter egg hunt.
Oh, that's wonderful. If anybody ever does an Easter egg hunt at their house, it's a wonderful thing to do for your children. All right, for your kids, it's the most wonderful experience.
It was really nice. And I remember I remember when Uncle Frankie dressed up as the bunny.
Oh.
As the Easter bunny.
Oh, Lord. If you could get him up from the floor.
Right.
Yep.
I don't know if that's something you want to go into. But...
Oh, no, we don't want to go there.
Okay.
Sorry, I even brought it up.
And what else is there to know about Gina?
What is there to know? Well, me and your aunt, we have the lingerie business that we do.
Right.
It's a wonderful little side job that we have. It's a wonderful...
And you know what I love about your lingerie business? I love that you guys have the petite sizes.
Oh.
And you have the plus sizes.
Of course.
But you don't have the in-between.
Well,
it's just petite and plus.
Well, it's to satisfy the smaller woman.
Right.
Like myself.
Right.
And then the larger, busty woman, like you and
right.
Anita.
You know, and it's so wonderful. Like, I mean, it's new. It's different.
It's new. It's different. It's
very creative. Now, I have to say, I've never seen any of the items.
Oh.
I haven't been to one of your parties
really?
Yet.
Oh, you need to come.
I hear there's a church one coming up. You're doing a church lingerie party?
Yes. Yes, there is. I'm not looking forward to it. Not looking forward to it. No. Just to put it out right there. Those ladies don't know much about lingerie. They can wear grandma panties and they won't know. They won't understand. They don't know how to wear a little light, little lace cut. No, they don't know how to do it.
Wow.
But, you know, we're going to show them. This is to improve the older generations. You understand?
I do understand. I
okay.
Do. Now, so what else? So you do the lingerie business.
Yeah. We also do an advice column.
An advice column.
Advice column.
Okay, like in the newspaper?
Yeah, of course. It's in the Astoria Gazetteer.
Uh-huh.
And we do a whole thing about, you know, different advice, kind of like a Dear Abby of sorts.
So someone could write to you guys and you...
Of course, but it's under, you know, Anita and Gina, of course, you know. And, you know, we were awarded...
Wait, so I wouldn't write to Dear Abby, I'd write Dear Anita
yeah,
or
no,
Dear Gina.
It would be Dear Gina or Dear Anita.
Okay.
And, you know, we were awarded the column of the year...
Uh-huh.
By the Chamber of Commerce of Astoria.
No.
Of course.
Why didn't I know about that?
I don't know. But we were awarded that. We were.
Nice.
And it was wonderful. Oh, it's so nice to know that people are out there.
And that you're helping people.
And that we're helping them get through things.
That's really
nice.
You know,
getting through rough times.
You ever get any, like, really serious...
Oh. Well, you know, the stuff about battered women out there is... It's awful.
Yeah.
It's just awful. And it, you know, it hits close to home. For many.
For many, yes.
Of course. Of course.
Okay, so
okay.
You do the lingerie, you do the advice column.
Oh, and you know what else we do? We head up a weight loss group called Light as a Feather.
Light as a Feather Weight Loss
Group.
Oh. I know about
it's
this.
It's wonderful. You know, we had the branch here in Astoria.
Uh-huh.
And
how
now,
long have you been doing that for?
Oh, it's for a while now. Oh, for years. A
couple
year,
of years, right?
Yeah, a few years now.
You guys meet down at the park, right?
Of course. Every Thursday
we do
morning,
the power walking every
we
day.
Do the power walking with our little light as a feather weights.
Right.
And we hold them up.
And I know that.
Above the heart.
And I know Anita's always, always, you guys should hear these. These are great.
Oh.
My Anita's always preparing what she calls light as a feather sermons to give inspiration to your members.
She's wonderful at that.
Right. Well, she's good at, I think, talking to people and
of course.
Telling people what to do.
Well, yeah. Well. Tell me about
now,
it.
Now, how many people are in your chapter here?
Oh, many. Oh, we have at least 100 people in the Astoria chapter.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, we just opened up a new chapter in Long Island.
Nice.
In Massapequa. Okay? And there's only, I think we only have about 25 so far.
In Massapequa. But that's really exciting.
Yeah.
Who knows what this could...
Oh, who knows what it could be?
You guys are so busy.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Okay, so...
It's wonderful.
Your advice column, your lingerie, your weight loss group.
So many things. My head is spinning.
So many things.
A woman can't go home and cook for her family anymore. It's too much going on.
You know? You ladies are like superwomen out
of
there.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Round of applause for the ladies
well,
out there.
Well, you know what? To every lady here needs an applause.
Mm-hmm.
A round of applause.
Let's drink to that.
Let's drink to that.
Drink to that.
Oh, you know me well now.
Mmm.
Mmm. Wonderful.
Delicious, right?
Very good.
Refreshing.
Mimosa.
I know.
Who knew?
Mm. Very nice. Now, is there anything else we need to know?
I think that rounds it about, you know? Like, it brings up everything. That's
much.
The gist of us, you know, really. You know, I'm just a normal girl. But what about you guys? You know, you have your wonderful show,
right.
Sunday Morning Mimosa.
Yeah.
I listen to it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you boys.
Thank you.
I really am. It's a wonderful show you have
thank
here.
Thank you.
And it's come such a long way, hasn't it, everybody? It's
thank,
wonderful.
Thank you, guys. Thank
oh,
you
it's so
much.
Wonderful. And, you know, all these little people that are involved.
Yeah.
And, of course, Gil.
Gil,
of,
right.
As well.
Well, Gil actually started with us, I think, around, like, Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Gil started with us. Maybe a little before Gil? Yeah, around there. Because, you know, we found, when we started, we were doing, like, these hour-long episodes.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And they were just, it was too long.
It was too much.
Like, church. Really oh. Shouldn't be an hour.
God.
You know?
My Frankie falls asleep at church.
So we wanted to prevent that from happening.
Of course.
So Gil came on to help keep us on track.
Exactly.
So thank you, Gil, for that. He does a lot of technical stuff for us that we don't know how to do.
Mm-hmm. Keeps us in line, let me tell you, on Pearls. He
right,
really does.
Yeah. And who he brought Tawny to us.
Oh.
Tawny R. LaFontaine. She's
mm-hmm.
She started as our intern.
Yeah.
And is she still interning for us, Gil? Yeah, she still interns for us for school. She goes to... God, how do we start with Tawny? Tawny goes to the Queens Community College.
Oh.
She goes to the night school out there.
Okay.
The adult education.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people may not realize this, but Tawny is a tranny, a transsexual.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard about it.
Right. So she's a male-to-female transsexual.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really enjoy Tawny. She just is always positive no matter what's going on in her life. And she's had a lot of... tragedy. You know,
a
she was an orphan.
Mm.
The orphanage she lived in burned down. She lives out in a trailer park somewhere way out here in Queens.
A lot of darkness there.
Yeah. And her trailer there burned down.
Oh.
Rebuilt it. It was flooded.
How much could a girl go through?
You know, I feel,
really?
You know, I'm laughing because I just can't believe it. It's just, yeah. So she's great. She makes her mimosas and
oh, fabulous one, too.
Yeah, and everyone loves her. You know, we just had her on by chance one day.
Oh.
And she was helping out with some on-air stuff. And just everyone loved her. The feedback was awesome. So we kept her on.
Wonderful.
Who else?
Oh, what's her name? Well, of course, Gloria.
Right, well, you know Gloria.
Oh.
Gloria Victoria.
Oh,
Astoria.
Please.
Yeah, you knew her. You grew-
oh, we were.
She was around when you were.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, yeah,
well, we
Gloria.
Knew her.
Yeah, well.
She was like the, you know, oh, God. She was the biggest thing here.
Well, if, for those who don't know, who aren't from Astoria, Gloria Victoria of Astoria is kind of a...
She's like the Joan Collins of Astoria.
The Joan Collins of Astoria.
Can
she,
I say that? Maybe?
I don't know. Is that right? I mean, she started doing theater and music.
True.
And then came the books and the movies and the...
Well, you know what? So did Joan Collins. She
oh,
did,
I didn't even know
she
that.
She did theater out in London.
Really? I didn't even know that.
Long time ago.
Well, then I guess she is.
I don't know. I always associated them as the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess you're right. And she had her big hit back in the day. You can't
cook
a turkey. Cook
a turkey till the... Turkey, if the turkey ain't dead.
That's
oh,
right.
That's right.
You can't
oh,
cook
God.
A turkey if the turkey ain't dead.
You know, if it's not about me, I forget about it.
It's true. Totally true.
True.
So, yeah, and then her assistant is on our show a lot, Phyllis.
Phyllis
LaBouve.
Oh.
Who is also lives near here.
Okay.
She lives near Joe, actually.
Oh,
I don't want to say where that is, but
okay,
she lives
yeah,
near
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's a little bit older.
Okay.
I'd say around your age, a little bit older.
All right, wonderful.
And she has 5 or 6 kids and
oh, okay.
has been Gloria's assistant for years.
Wow.
Years and years and years.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess...
I don't know how that girl does it. To be
Phyllis?
That woman's assistant?
Yeah, well...
Let me tell you.
It's a pretty demanding job.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, and then we have our celebrity news segment, which we haven't done in a long time, but I think Gil, we had a big meeting last week, and Gil and I and Joe decided that, actually, like Pearls of Wisdom, celebrity news is going to be its own segment.
Wonderful.
I think it's going to be every Friday. It'll
oh.
talk about news from the week, celebrity news from the week.
Oh.
So if you missed anything, I don't know how nowadays you'd miss stuff, but
no.
We'll try and cover the stuff you might have missed. And I do that with Lexi.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And with we have our world correspondent, is that what it is, Gil? Yeah, Francisco,
mm-hmm.
who does like world celebrity news.
Oh, sure.
Which is which is a nice touch. Well, that's but yeah, awesome. We haven't done that in a while, so I'm excited to get back into that.
That's good. That's wonderful.
And then, you know, we have Pearls of Wisdom.
Oh. Which, well, who could forget that?
Really, who could forget that? But we're really, really excited. You know, things are really moving along for us. And it's getting to the point for me where it's almost like work.
Oh.
Where I've got stuff to do for Mimosa.
I'm sure, but it's wonderful stuff. I'm glad you do.
I really, you know, and I'm so glad that you and Anita have supported us from the beginning.
Oh,
and I'm glad that you guys are part of it. Well, thank you very much.
You're wonderful. Give me a little.
Thank you. You're just so lovable. Thank you so much.
Is what
thank
you are. You.
Now, what can we expect from Pearls in the future?
Just a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
A lot of good times between two friends that adore each other, that grew up together. You know, me and Anita are like this.
Right.
We're like two peas in a pod, and we love each other to no end.
Right.
And we're just so close that it'll bring so many women out there together.
You think?
We just want everybody to come listen and just, you know, associate themselves with Pearls and think of what we've done in our lives and what they could do in their lives.
It's true.
And make them feel good about themselves.
Nice.
And come join us and have a great drink with us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and just reminisce about good times.
Speaking of drinking, this is the last we'll say, and we'll wrap up the show today.
Wonderful.
Gil's giving me the sense.
Oh, good Lord. Oh.
You know, we here at Sunday Morning Mimosa obviously drink mimosas.
Mm.
And this is just a little insider information for all our fans out there.
Oh, that's right.
We wanted you guys to drink mimosas as well, but you said
no. We don't want to do the mimosa. I don't even know. I didn't even know really what a mimosa was.
Right.
So we said that we wanted to do what our drink of choice was.
Yeah.
And what that is our Franzia boxed wine.
Franzia.
It's a table wine.
It's a sangria.
It's a sangria.
It comes in a box.
It comes in a box, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing wrong with that. But it's a wonderful boxed wine called Franzia, and we enjoy the sangria form of it.
Right.
Okay? And we love it. Oh, and that's what we decided to do.
Oh,
Lord.
It means it's time to wrap it up.
Wow.
I know, right? Doesn't time fly?
It goes so fast.
Anita's still not even here yet.
Oh.
You know?
Anita.
She has her famous muffin.
Of course, with the crust as well.
With
the,
yeah,
oh, the crumbles,
good.
the crumbly crust.
I remember that from when I was little.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, those are good.
She does amazing things with muffins.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's a great cook.
Oh, she's wonderful.
So, thank you to my guests today, Aunt Gina Marie.
Oh, okay. Give me some loving. Oh, you're so wonderful.
Thank
Look
you.
At your cute little smile.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
And Joe will be back next week.
Oh, yes.
And,
talking all about his trip,
vacation,
I'm sure.
And you got a vacation coming up, I hear.
Oh, me and your aunt, we're going to Boca. We're so excited. We're so excited about it. We're going to Boca.
Nice.
And so you'll hear so much more about it, I'm sure.
Right. And you talk about it on your show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you for being on here with me, Gina.
My pleasure.
And we will see you guys next week. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, everyone.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Gil, I want to talk to you. Come over here. Gil, come over here. Right here. What's going on in that green room, Gil? There's all that spread out there, that wonderful table filled with all that food and yummy beverage. All I have to say is, why don't we have that at ours? Why don't we have that at our Pearls of Wisdom show? All right, you better work on that. You better work on it real good. And if Anita knew about what was in there, oh Lord. It would be, you don't want to know what would happen. All right, so I'm glad I'm telling you this. I'm glad it's me, not her. All right, so you think about it and you fix it. All right, you can go. All right.